I'm English this week. That's critical. Yeah. Wow. I'm hacking Chinese. I'm saying, after that.
The whole story.
Punch. Punch. Pun intended.
We get that serious.
Fine. Okay, the Rebbe Rashab told the Chassid, told I think Chanya, that if he can't daven with a minyan, he should daven with a zimur. With a zimur, three people. So the Rebbe Rashab, the Rebbe said that no Mashiach should be done with 10. So if not
10, 3.
Did never say 3. Never did,
yeah. Did never say 8,
3, 9. Oh, that wasn't
the bad. Just listen. Yeah. But did
never say 10 first? Yeah. 10 and then 1, 2, 3. That, yeah. So even 1, you know, everyone could leave. It's all in his stuff. Fun. I'm going to speak today about Indian Lagabe Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Bechlal, of course, is connected to the Geula. It's actually called Eretz HaGeula. Contrary to what many people think, we're all going to make Aliyah when Mashiach comes.
Where's it called?
We're all going to move to Eretz Yisrael. We're all moving to Eretz Yisrael. Islam, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael this week, so we're going to talk about Eretz Yisrael.
Let's do it this year next
time. Actually, when the Russische Yidden were leaving Russia, The Rebbe didn't want them to come to America. The Rebbe wanted the Russian Jews to go to Eretz Yisrael, not come to America. And the Rebbe said a very powerful line by dollars. The Rebbe said that, tell the Russians, the Rebbe said, that if they go from Russia to America, they're just changing one Golus with another Golus. Right? They should go to Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz HaGul, which is Apeldegezach. Yeah. Okay, we'll discuss it another time what that means, Takif, because it was a time that Rebbe said, it still applies today, Batsim, but I'll say Bekitzer, there's a letter of the Rebbe Rashab where he quotes the Maharal Prague that you're not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael until the Eibusha takes us out of Golus, right? The Eibusha sent us into Golus. Who do you think you are to go against Ratzin Ha'elyon and go and move to Eretz Yisrael? It's Farah Ma'isim. So I spoke to a very wise Jew in Yerushalayim. It's a letter to Rebbe Rashab. He brings the Maharal. He's against Zionists, against Zionism. Against Zionism. It's like a funness. I asked the Yid in Yerushalayim, in the Bezdin, in Lubavitcher, Chosid. And he tells, and I asked him, what's Pshat? You're talking about a little move to Eretz Yisrael, according to this B'riv? So he says, no. Nishtich Begelem. Pshat says it. Just like you're allowed to move from New York to California or wherever you want in the world, Zichi, you're allowed to move to Eretz Yisrael, as far as Shaila. If it's good for you, Begashmi is better there than wherever you're living. You want to move there, but for Gashmistic reasons. And Kol Shekem V'Kavuchem, if you want to move somewhere for Ruchnistic reasons, what better place to move than Eretz Yisrael? But if you're moving to Eretz Yisrael because a Yid has to live in Eretz Yisrael, because how could a Yid not live in Eretz Yisrael? Because that's where Yid has to be. It's the land where Yidin are supposed to be. That's Kfir Mamish. The Eibusha didn't take you out of Galus yet, and you're not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael in order to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Rebbe Rashab saying. You're going to Eretz Yisrael because that's where Yidden are supposed to be. The Eibusha eingeschickt in Galus, and he has a purpose for you. He has a purpose for you in Galus, and that's Takad Pshat. But of course, Eretz Yisrael is Eretz HaGeula, where everything will unfold and Yidden will go. What? That dollars. The Rebbe told the guy by dollars. Tell the Russian Jews that they're just switching one Golus with another Golus. Tell them to go to Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz HaGul. Of course, that's where it's all going to unfold. Is Lamed Edna Bissel Egna Bavusta Gemara, about a well-known Gemara, but it's Negeya, because even though we're all going to move to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to take a lot of our Inyanim with us. We're going to take our Yeshloimer, if you live in Crown Heights, you're even going to take your house with you. Oh, never said I made it to Gazach, but it doesn't look fine. I'll compare it. What are we talking about? The famous Gemara, there's Gemara Megillah, Daf Chavtes, and the Gemara talks and says, the famous Sicha, the reason why it's famous is because the Rebbe spoke a Sicha based Rabbeinu Shavabov. Right? How the Shechina in Zman HaGolos rests in different places. So Al Kapanim, the Gemara Zakta Zay. Shem Ben Yechai says in the Gemara there that wherever the Yidden went, B'chol Malkim Shagolus, Shechina Imam, the Shechina, and he brings Psukim, so wherever they were in Mitzrayim, he says Shechina Imam. They were in Bavel and Megillah Daf Chavtes. So when they were in Bavel, Shechina Imam, the Shechina was with them. And La'asid Lavei, and in this Golus, Abish is also with us, and he brings the famous Pasuk that the Rebbe always quotes, V'heishiv Loina in Loina Mer'el V'shav. It doesn't say V'heishiv Havaya Shchusa Hashem will return your captivity from Golus. Rather, it says Hashem himself will return from captivity. And the Gemara asks, B'Bavel Heicha, where is it in Bavel? So Abaya says, gave two locations. He says one place in Asiya called Hutzel, and another place in Naharda. Two different places in Bavel. And he says, in the Gemara, he says, V'loi teima hacha v'hacha. Don't say it's here and here. That's kind of design. Just like the Beis HaMikdash has one place. He says, Ella zimnin hacha v'zimnin hacha. Sometimes it's here, sometimes it's there. And Taka behemshech of that Gemara, very interestingly, Abaya says, Teisili, which is a lashon in Gemara, which means I should get schar, sekumpmir, schar, Teisili, that whenever I was within a parsa of Beis Rabbeinu Shabbat Bavel, I went there to daven. You know, if there's there, whenever I was within a parsa, Rangigangin, so he says I should get schar for Azaz Zach. A kopanim behemshech of the Gemara talks that there's not only one place, but chlal, it says in the pasuk, V'ayi lahem, I will be for them Migdash Ma'at, the famous Lashon of Migdash Ma'at, a small base on Migdash, Ba'artzeis Asher Bo'usham, and the Gemara says, Eilu Batik Knesias, Ubatik Medrash Asher B'Bavel. So the Rebbe learns that, and Kipashit, everybody really learns like that. That it's not a machloikis. Meret, where's the Iker Shechina, and where every house, every Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash is a small base HaMikdash. Now, Legabe in Yonenu. So, Rabbi Elazar HaKaper in Abraisa says, he says, Asid in Botik Nisis, Ubati Medrashi, Sheyukavu Be'eretz Yisrael. The shuls in the Beis HaMedrashes in the world are going to move to Eretz Yisrael. What?
What's the
Lashon
again?
Asidim batei knesis ubatei midrashi sheyikavu be'eretz Yisrael. To be yikavu be'eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe would say this. Yeah. And he learns it from a pasuk, a kal v'chemer. The pasuk says, ki ketavar beharim uchakarmel bayom yavei. There's two mountains called Tavar and Carmel. These are very famous mountains in Judaism. These are the mountains which came to Har Sinai, to Dingzich, to argue with Har Sinai and say that the Torah should be given on them. According to one medrash, another medrash, they pasha came to hear Torah. Right? Marsha says it means Dur Malach, but Bepoel, the mountains of Yekumen, the Mount Tavar, Har Carmel. Till today, you could go visit Har HaKarmel in Eretz Yisrael. Right? These two mountains, Yekumen, they came to Har Sinai, and they crossed the ocean by Yom Yavai. It says in the pasuk. So the Gemara, the medrash says they crossed from one of them is from the Aspamia, which I think is Spain, another place. And the Gemara learns a kal v'chemer that madach these mountains which only came to Har Sinai to hear Ashtikul Teda, they were zeicha that they were nikba, they now exist in Eretz Yisrael. How much more so shuls? It says shul shekoyden umarbitzim behen teira, which you learn teira in them umarbitzim behen teira. Alachs kam v'kam. Of course, it's a kal v'chemer which is by a limit in the teira that there's no shaila that they're going to move to Eretz Yisrael when Mashiach comes. Does this ever appear in halacha? Is there a halachic ramification from such a thing of asid and batik nisis ubatari midrash and sheikavu be'eretz Yisrael? So very fascinating, very interesting. We don't have simen kufnan aleph in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, but there's regular Shulchan Aruch. And sfarana halacha there, it says azay. It says that what happens if you want to use a shul for other inyanim besides for davening and learning? You know, to eat, drink, whatever, do different inyanim. So it says that you're not allowed, a tanai does not help. Tanayim does not help. But play, we rely on the taz, brings other shittas. Shulchan Aruch paskins azay. Shulchan Aruch says a tanai does not help. in a Beis HaKnesses to use for other inyanim. Only after it's charuv. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, Bamedvar Amorim in shuls in Chutz Laretz. Shuls in Eretz Yisrael, however, even after their charuv, you're not allowed to use the location. Tonight does not help. Loi mahani tonight. Azay paskin the Shulchan Aruch. Azay paskin the Shulchan Aruch. The Makar of the Shulchan Aruch is from a din in Taisvis. There's Gemara just a blot earlier in the same Masechta Megillah, and the Gemara says that Bati Knesias of Bavel Al Tznai Hein Asuyin. Everybody makes it Al Tznai to use it for other inyanim. So Taisvis says. He says, "Shabdafke loisin shabbavel mahani atznai. Atznai for a shul only works in bavel. Why? Zok taises these words. Shadei leis boy goyel b'mheidav yameinu. Because when Mashiach's going to come b'mheidav yameinu, tipaka k'tushasan. We're not going to use the shul anymore. We're going to leave the shul. Tipaka k'tushasan. But the ones in Eretz Yisrael, av loisin shab Eretz Yisrael, loy mahani atznai shadei k'tushasan loelam kayames. They're always going to be." They're always going to be holy and sanctified. Was punkt meint das? So, in the pure halachic sense, so the Mishnah Brura is mazber, the bir halacha alasar, and he explains, Elochayda, for all in Yoni Kedusha, Tanai helps. Because however much Kedusha, it's the Yid who sanctifies different objects. So however much Kedusha I put in something, that's, you can make a Tanai. So Tashmishe Kedusha, for example, a Tanai helps. Right, a pareches, or this, you can make a tanai and it works. Why a shul all of a sudden a tanai doesn't work? So he says that it's bad, and it's an inyan from the chachamim, that there's an inyan of migdash ma'at, he says. And the chachamim said that if you make a house of worship, a beis haknesses, a beis hamedrash, and you say that it's, sometimes it's like a beis medrash, sometimes it's not, that you can eat and drink in it, v'chulu, and the whole inyan goes away. Do you have a migdash ma'at or you don't? Is this a place which be'atzim is gevarin, al derech, a miniature beis hamigdash? And there's an inyan, koifin zeze, every kehillim Yisrael has to make sure they have a beis haknesses. So you can't take away from that by making a tanai. Only after it's destroyed. Why does it help after it's destroyed, and in Eretz Yisrael not? So he says, because in Chutz Laretz, there's always the understanding that eventually the shul will be destroyed, come what may. We're not being here forever, we're moving to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Tanai works for the Churban. Mashenk in Eretz Yisrael, right, there's no such cheshbon, you're going to be a lo'ilam vod. So on this halach in Shulchan Aruch, kum de magin Avram, frekta shturim de kakasha. It's frekta after, toises on the din in Shulchan Aruch. He asks a kasha. He says, we're doch, according to the Gemara that we're moving to Eretz Yisrael, the shul itself is going to move to Eretz Yisrael. So it's the same halacha. Frek the Magen Avram, you know, it's not a pelish or sefer. Frek the Magen Avram akasha. So how could it be? What's the difference? And Zok the Magen Avram, don't tell me that only the shul's going to move, but the karka, the adama, underneath the shul is not going to move. Maybe that's a good answer. Magen Avraham suggests, he says, maybe you're going to say the shul's going to move. So in other words, it's always known milechatchila that the land is not here to stay. The kedusha is not here to stay. So lechatchila, you're not planning, whatever's going to happen, either we're moving to Eretz Yisrael or the thing's going to be charev before Mashiach comes. But whatever happens, the land is here to stay. So Dr. Magen Avraham, you can't say that. The land's also going to move. He says, how do I know? He says, because the Makar is the Kal V'chomer from the mountain of Tavar, V'Karmel. And over there, the mountain itself goes. So over here also, the land itself goes, Zok the Magen Avraham. Zok the Magen Avraham, Muzman Zagin, that after a shul, if Mashiach didn't come by the time a shul stops existing, it's over. It's not moving to Eretz Yisrael anymore.
Say that again.
So the Magen Avraham says, Muzman Zagin, that since Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch is talking about after the shul doesn't exist anymore, after it's charuv, whether you're allowed to use the land, so he says, once it's destroyed, Zok the Magen Avraham, Muzman Zagin, that it's not going to move to Eretz Yisrael. Other Achreinim disagree with the Magen Avraham. The Chassam Sefer says, Leitiritz Klum. He says, he doesn't even know what he answered, Bechal. It doesn't make sense. And Tak, the Magen Avraham says, V'tzarachim. He doesn't really know the answer to his question. And the Chassam Sefer Taka says the way we said a moment ago, that only the shul is going to move and not the land underneath the shul. That's what he says. He says, ah, the Kalachimer from Tavar and Carmel, the two mountains. He says, Bechlal, no, Fakarat, he says. Over there, what happened? The mountains themselves came to Har Sinai to hear Torah. Over here also, he says, you brought the Eitzim, Va'avanim, Va'offer to build a shul. He says, the land was never moved. It was never nitaltel in order to build the shul, Zakhtach Sam Sefer. You have no such Kalachimer. And the land is not going to move. What?
It's not like foundation to keep the shul standing.
Still, was it moved?
Sometimes, depending on the place.
You're saying you move a little bit of the earth. We're going to bring in a second that the Rebbe has a stitta. The Rebbe in one place says it's going to come, the land underneath the shul. Another place the Rebbe says l'cheira, that it's not going to come. But Akopanim, people want to bring a raya whether the land underneath the shul is going to come from a marsha and a shalach kaddish. There's a Gemara in Brachas Tavches where the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechanan was shocked and bewildered. And he says that how could there be old people in Bavel? How could there be Savi in Bavel? State and Pasuk, Laman Yirbu Yamech, Vimevenechem, Alo Adama, Shinish Bashem. You can only have Arichas Yom in Eretz Yisrael, so how could there be old people in Chutz Laretz, in Bavel? When they told him that they're Mashkimim and Marivim in Beis HaMadrash, he says, Yetz Vashteich, that's how they can live to an old age. So what's the pshat? You can learn in a very balbatshev that you're protected by the schus of Beis HaMedrash. The Marsha says, nein. Marsha says, no. Since it's going to move to Eretz Yisrael, therefore, you're Mekayim the Pasuk. If you hang out in a shul, you're Mekayim, man yirbu yameichem, al ho'adam, you're Pasha living in Eretz Yisrael. Sfran, veistach, the achreinim, v'lonzagin, that this aray, that the karka itself is going to go. Chalav, there's a whole pilpul. Like Abi Yerushalayim Ashtikol, there's a whole pilpa bechlal. I'm not going to get into because it's not going to get to Yangul Mashiach. Whether the land underneath a shul is sanctified with the kedusha of a shul, chleikus arzarua, the maram ilublin. It's a big machleikus bechlal.
Depends if it's a shul has a shul in the basement, like 770 is another shul in the basement.
Another shul in the basement. Okay, that shul zichra shul, and the shayla is underneath that. Shayla is underneath that. Ah.
Here doesn't make me the there's no shul.
So in Yud Kislev Tavshin Mem Tes, the Rebbe said that the shuls are going to move to Eretz Yisrael. We're all going to move, and the Rebbe says mit mekayim hagashmi. It's a mugit kesicha. The Rebbe says mit mekayim hagashmi shebechutz bechutz laretz. Right with their makim hagashmi, and the Rebbe writes in the Harder there that yeshleimar sheyotku biyachad im haaretz vehaadama shemitachtev. The Rebbe says yeshleimar is going to go with the land underneath it. Now I don't know why the Rebbe doesn't quote a beferish of Magen Avraham who says the same thing. The Magen Avraham said that don't tell me the land's not going to go with. The land's going to go with. The Rebbe doesn't, not even a matter of walking. The Rebbe says, Yeshleimah, the land's going to go with. The problem is, there's Machriya, another place in Beis Ravinish above. The Rebbe says, Fakir, that's not going to go with. But upon him over here, the Rebbe says, the land's going to go with.
It says that the land is not going to go with him.
Over where?
In
a split second, we'll say what it says in Kuntis Beis Ravinish above. Yeah. But it's mashmah. The land is not going to go with over there. But Akoponim, and the Rebbe says that Al Pizeh Mituretzes Hashayla. The Rebbe says the land going with helps answer a shayla of how could you move a shul without making a tanai beforehand. The Rebbe says that he's bothered. Kibayochel, how could we move? How could the shuls move to Eretz Yisrael without making a tanai? No one made a tanai beforehand. No one made a condition. So the Rebbe says if we say that it moves with the land, that it helps us understand this nekuda. In other words, Mamela, after it's destroyed, we said if Mashiach didn't come yet, and it's destroyed, and the shul is chada, then it's not going to go. But when the shul's around, who made a tanai that you're allowed to remove the shul from this plot? You're not allowed to take down a shul and move it somewhere else. So the Rebbe says, Al Pida, it makes sense. If we say in this oifen that the land, the Rebbe says, Yeshleimah, that even the land underneath it's going to go with. It's mashmaf in the Rebbe over there in the Haaretz, that it's a grace of chiddush that the Rebbe says that it's going to be al derech the inyan of that we're always going to want to have the inyan of ishapcha even when Mashiach comes. The Rebbe quotes how even when Mashiach comes we're going to be maskid in Yitzias Mitzrayim,
right?
Even though we're not shaykh to Yitzias Mitzrayim because the Gula is going to be so much greater than Yitzias Mitzrayim. What do we need to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim?
It's a mocking.
But the Rebbe says that still there's a mile of this of iskafya. There's a mile of leaving Mitzrayim. There's a mile of the struggle of galus. We're always going to want to remember it. So the Rebbe says a similar concept here that we're always going to want. It almost sounds like we're always going to want a shtickle of the land of Chutz Laretz to remind us. But it's almost like a chiddush that it's not like mamish like the shul itself. In Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavol, Nechayda with this Nekuda will conclude. In Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavol, the Rebbe says the Shechin is going to return to Yerushalayim from the Beis Hamikdash Ma'at, from the miniature Beis Hamikdash. And the Rebbe says, and this is his lashon, Shaloi Tia Ashras Hashchina B'Mokim B'Chutz Laretz. The Shechina is not going to be in the Mokim B'Chutz Laretz, all of Amad HaMikdash Ma'at, where the Mikdash Ma'at stood. Kivan Shehamikdash Ma'at Ye'okar Mimokim Zeh. Be'ikava Be'eretz Yisrael. Since the Mikdash Ma'at is going to leave. So the Rebbe speaks about the Mokim B'Chutz Laretz, where the Mokim HaMikdash stood, and the Rebbe said that the Mikdash Ma'at is not going to be on that Mokim anymore. And the Rebbe writes in the Ha'arav, V'lachain, that's why a Tanai helps in Bavel. The Rebbe all of a sudden jumps to the Taisvus. Most people learn Kuntis based on Ben Shabbat Bavel, they're not going to write in the Niglash of Adavar, in such a small Ha'arav. But the Rebbe is basically taking sides here, Kanida, it looks like, with the Chassam Sefer. The Rebbe says that why does a Tanai help in Bavel, since the Rebbe said in the Pinim of the Sicha, since it's going to be go away and it's going to leave the Mokim, and the Shechin is going to leave the Mokim Hagashmi of Chutz Laretz, and it's going to move with the Mikdash Ma'at to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Tanai is going to help in Eretz Yisrael. Stam, if you want to, you don't want to be lafushi machlekes between these two places of the Rebbe, Kemen Zagin, that it's not for sure the land's going to go with. Not for sure the land's going to go with. In other words, Be'etzim, the everything's moving to Eretz Yisrael, and the land of pastures doesn't go with. The Eibishter can machen a chiddush by many shuls, maybe, or whatever, that he'll bring the land with as an inyan of his hapcha, inyan, like we said, maskidin, tzias mitzrayim. You'll also get it. Why not 770? Kemen Zagin, that the Rebbe's mazber, the 770 itself is going to be mamish attached to the Beis Hamikdash. The Rebbe said everything's going to be attached.
The
Rebbe said 770 is going to be the first shul which is going to be attached to the Beis Hamikdash Mamish, because it's the holiest Mikdash Mamish. So I always had that question, because over here we're talking about the shuls in Chutz in Eretz Yisrael are not going to be removed, but the Rebbe in Chutz Beis Avinu Shem Bavel, excuse me, seems to talk about the shuls being attached to the Beis Hamikdash. I would have to research that further. I don't understand that so much. But Koponim 770 itself is going to be attached to the Beis Hamikdash. So the land of the Har Habayis is Be'en Areich Heliker from the land from Chutz Laretz. If there's any shul which is Lav Davke and Efshir Davke Lav, not going to go with the land underneath it, rather it's going to have the land of the Har Habayis Alein, that could be 770. Abrak Oponim, we should be Zeiche to all move to Eretz Yisrael with this shul. Oh, and to conclude about your houses, those of you who live here in Crown Heights, it's a famous thing that the Rebbe said, and it's Mugge. And the Rebbe says that all the houses in Crown Heights are Tuffel and Bottle, so the main house of Crown Heights, which is 770. With Mela, the houses of Crown Heights are all Valangain, Tzuzamen. So there's something very special about living in Crown Heights. There's something very Anitzchis Dike Inyan.
Which city is it?
Wow. Good place to
number of people.